about the fact that, according to a lot of previous reports, there's a lot of drug smoking, marijuana smoking that goes on here, and he reveals his rear end, naked rear end to people, and he engages in, you know, some sex acts on stage. Is there a problem with any of that for your young kids to be going to see that?
No, they've seen it before. I don't see why, you know, it would be a problem.
Where have they seen that kind of thing before?
Everywhere. They've been to concerts like but, that, TV. I mean, it's everywhere.
But do you think it's a good thing to spend $30 a kid and bring them into this negative environment?
Yep.
Why?
They like it. They like his music, so why not?
Well, because I think, frankly, he's an immoral rock and roll guy that stands for a lot of bad things that are bad for this country.
Well, they're going to Lunar Center later, so.
Can you imagine? Because the kids like it, she's going to spend $90 on their tickets, $30 on hers, to bring them into virtual hell on earth, as it were. I mean, kids might like candy in lieu of their broccoli, but parents hopefully know better. I maintain that what is best for the child is not to bring a 9-year-old and 2 11-year-olds into a Marilyn Manson concert. Are you as astounded as I am by that last woman, that last mother, who said, well, they're going to see this anyway, and here she is, the one that's paying to bring them in? Does this surprise you? It surprised me. I did expect to see a number of teenagers perhaps acting out their rebellion against their parents and God and society and traditional moral values, but I did not expect to see mothers bringing in their 9 and 11-year-old kids last night at the Marilyn Manson concert.